toys continue to be a challenge to us on a daily basis. Talking about riding injuries is probably the most common thing we see with is bicycle injuries. Kids riding bicycles, falling off their bikes, getting hit by cars, we see that quite often. The most important thing in that it's going to happen, kids are going to fall off bikes, but it's very important for them to wear helmets. The other things we do see very commonly are choking, patients who present with choking type injuries. Usually these are small objects. Usually these are kids under 3 years of age. Most of the time they'll pick up a part of a toy, a part of an ornament, a Christmas ornament. They'll pick up a part of a toy or a gadget that belongs to an older child, which is very important to remember that when you do buy toys that consumers look at all the members of the household and the hazards that they are threatened with. One of the most difficult ones are batteries, button batteries. Sometimes hard to find. I've pulled button batteries out of noses. If they're small enough, they can go in the ear. They're very, very tiny ones. And they're very, very dangerous. The worst are when they go into the esophagus or the food pipe or in the trachea. They can cause quite a devastating injury in a few hours. So it's a very, very dangerous thing to have. So button batteries is something that is very, very important to keep away from small children. And they can be found in our car keys, the remote controls, etc. The other thing is magnets. Magnets are tough because if you swallow one magnet, it's not a big deal. When you swallow two magnets or more, they can compress the bowel on either side of the bowel and can be very, very dangerous.